Mr. President and Mrs. Reagan, to me, every journey is an adventure, and I can say that this one is an adventure in search of understanding and friendship. It is difficult to imagine two nations more different than ours. As history goes, your country is a young one. Over the years, it has held unparalleled attraction for the adventurous and daring, for the talented as well as for the persecuted. It has stood for opportunity and freedom. The endeavors of the early pioneers, the struggle for human values, the coming together of different races have enabled it to retain its elan and dynamism of youth. With leadership and high ideals, it has grown into a great power. Today, its role in world affairs is unmatched. Every word and action of the president is watched and weighed and has global repercussions. India is an ancient country, and history weighs heavily on us. The character of its people is formed by the palimpsest of its varied experiences. The circumstances of its present development are shadowed by its years of colonialism and exploitation. Yet, our ancient philosophy has withstood all onslaughts, absorbing newcomers, adapting ideas and cultures. We have developed endurance and resilience. In India, our preoccupation is with building and development. Our problem is not to influence others, but to consolidate our political and economic independence. We believe in freedom with a passion that only those who have been denied it can understand. We believe in equality because many in our country were so long deprived of it. We believe in the worth of the human being, for that is the foundation of our democracy and our work for development. That is the framework of our national programs. We have no global interests, but we are deeply interested in the world and its affairs. Yet, we cannot get involved in power groupings. That would be neither to our advantage, nor would it foster world peace. Our hand of friendship is stretched out to all. One friendship does not come in the way of another. This is not a new stand. That has been my policy since I became Prime Minister in 1966. No two countries can have the same angle of vision, but each can try to appreciate the points of view of the others. Our effort should be to find a common area, howsoever small, on which to build and to enhance cooperation. I take this opportunity to say how much we in India value the help we have received from the United States in our stupendous tasks. I look forward to my talks with you, Mr. President, and getting to know the charming Mrs. Reagan. I thank you, Mr. President, for your kind invitation, for your welcome, and your gracious words. I bring to you, to the First Lady, and to the great American people, the sincere greetings and good wishes of the government and people of India.